From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone a-fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
Yes, it's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed with music by the Whippoorwill, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Giggles Burnett. Cowboy whose brain's out on bail, Smiley Burnett.
Oh, that was a good one, Joe. That was a good one. I'm glad my head ain't shaped like yours, though. I'll go on second thought, I wished it was. I could wear an ice cream cone for a hat, couldn't I? I had trouble yesterday.
Oh, you did, huh? Tell me about
it. I was
it.
In a hurry to get to town, and I ran over a farmer's pig.
Well, was the farmer mad?
He was raving. I said, well, look, mister, I'll replace your pig.
Well, I guess so. What did he say to that?
He said, you're just about the right size, Frog. Hey, I made a hole-in-one yesterday.
Oh, now, did you really?
Yes, sir, made a hole-in-one. I had on a pair of your socks and made a hole-in-one.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
From the abstract to the concrete, what's on your mind, Joe?
Well, we've got something awfully important for the folks listening.
I know what it is. I just wanted to see if you knew. Right now comes that time in our program where we want you to listen to a word from our sponsor. Is going to sing, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear love call. I'm getting sentimental over you. Things you I'm getting
about Flippin' Letcher, he's got a variety store, and while back Felnap Posnitch was back in the back of the store talking over some insurance that Ash Dodd had bought, and Felnap says, you know, Ash Dodd, he said, I think you've bought just what you need with one exception. And old Ash Dodd says, well, what would that be? Belknap says, I think you need some hurricane insurance. Old Ash Dodd says, no, I don't believe I'd care for any. Belknap said, yes, I think you should, and it only costs you a dollar. Ash Dodd says, no, I don't believe I want any hurricane insurance. He said, how would I start a hurricane? Once in a while, when some of you good folks are writing me a letter, some of you folks write on the bottom of the page a little poem, so I always get a kick out of them. Here's one that a nice lady wrote, and she's got it. P.S., Smiley, I think you'll like this one. It goes, I wished I were a kangaroo, despite his funny stances. I'd have a place to put the junk my girl brings to the dances. Dimpty Upshaw has got a front porch swing that just makes me want to tell stories. And the other evening, I got wound up telling some of my exploits in the Canadian Rockies. You know, my stories are sort of like a girdle. They condense the truth. Well, there was a bunch of fellers out of duck hunting in a lake in western Canada, and the ducks was a-lighting and a-taking off by the tens of millions. Well, one feller I recall, his name was Ralph Foster. You know him. Well, he hit upon the idea. The Canadian Pacific Railroad was a-building a new spur line into the logging camp, and they had a great big steel culvert about 70 feet long and about 4 feet across. Well, sir, this Ralph Foster and them other fellers, they took the 70-foot pipe and made a breach for one end of it. And they carted it down to the lake and pointed, aimed it right at all them ducks that was alighting on the water. Then they poured in about 12 wagon loads of black powder and 952 stacks of dynamite, and then they topped her off with 10 wheelbarrow loads of wrist pins, cotter keys, and ball bearings. Well, sir, they got all ready and stuffed their ears, and when they pulled the trigger, she kicked, and the recoil sent the whole thing backwards into within 4 miles of Lake Winnipeg. Well, sir, this fellow Ralph told me later that actually the thing never went off. Just the snap of the trigger made her recoil that far, and that he believes that it was a good thing, because if the thing had ever gone off and killed all them ducks, Minnesota might have been featherbound for 4 years. You know that? Here's a cowboy song now, and it's called A New 10-Gallon Hat. Play her, boys. These old boots of mine maybe need a shine, but there's nothing wrong with that. I can ride on by with my head held high. I got a new 10-gallon hat. Though my pants are worn and my shirt is torn, I'll go ride on standing pat. Feeling kind of gay, for I spent my pay on a new 10-gallon hat. Maybe I'm plumb loco, dressing up my cocoa when I need a shirt instead. Maybe I'm not clever, maybe I should never let a hat go to my head. But I'm glad I did, cause a brand new lid perks me up in nothing flat. How can I go wrong, long as I belong to a new 10-gallon, a new 10-gallon, a new 10-gallon hat.
I've heard rumors you're around. Is that right?
Huh? Oh, I'm kind of around.
Still here, are you?
Oh, good.
Slattery, I heard a good one a while back. There was a couple of hillbillies was a-setting in their rocking chairs out in the front porch of their old shack, and neither one of them had ever heard of an automobile, never did see one. So they was a-setting on the front porch a-rocking, and down the road comes an old car doing about 35 miles an hour just a-kicking up dust. Well, this hillbilly and his wife, they stood up and stared at him and watched him go by, and the old hillbilly runs in the house and gets his squirrel rifle and comes out and vaults the fence and takes off after it. He comes back in about 30 minutes, and his wife said, well, did you get it?
He said, no, I didn't get it, but he said, I made it let go of that feller.
Still
here, are you?
Oh, good.
Hey, what's our address again now? Box 100?
Box 100.
Studio City?
Studio City.
California.
California.
Yes, sir. Write to us, won't you? Send us a little card or letter. We'll be glad to hear from you. Box 100, Studio City, California. We'll be back again with you, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. This is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well on me, dare you talk about me.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.